possibly solve the problem. It's a social problem that you have to address in a certain way, which is not by using the police. The police
That's a reasoned statement. Have you gotten to the city council and said, okay, look, you're dealing with more than one facet here?
We have talked to them in the context of council meetings and privately with certain people in the council about these certain things, and have offered what we see as certain solutions to these problems. The point that I was going to make about the last city council meeting about the town clock was, it was a shame that the points that were brought up by Scott Kennedy were brought up at this late of a date. He finally addressed some of the issues that we have been bringing up to the city council about the police harassment, that there's a perception in the community that the hours on the clock were what actually have stopped the people from being at the clock, which is untrue. The Judge Kelly passing down this order to keep people off the clock has done that. So the problem that the people see, that they think that the council members, these so-called progressive council members, have solved at the clock, have done nothing. The hours that most affects these people are unaffected by the hours.
What are the other two councilmen you would have needed? The mayor?
The mayor was probably the most crucial vote. I see her as a bit wishy-washy on things, and she's a bit influenced more by other concerns. I think she puts up a front about what her actual concerns are.
You need four votes.
You needed four votes, and there was an absent person that day. Catherine Byers was not there, who I feel would have voted against the hours on the clock, because she also recognized the fact that the hours are not the answer to what is perceived as a problem at the clock.
Well, that would give you three votes. Who are you going to get your fourth from?
Well, you see, Don Lane, Scott Kennedy, and Catherine Byers would, I believe, have been the three definite votes against the hours. Jane Yokoyama was the one vote who was on top of the fence. She could have gone either way had she heard the politically correct statements that she needed to hear.
You have a 5-2 split on that council, don't you?
No. Well, basically, yes, you do.
But I forget who the fifth person is.
You have Neil Coonerty, who
He
masquerades as a progressive himself.
The way they had worded the motion, since there were only six people there, if it had been a 3-3 tie, the motion would have failed because of the tie.
Well,
the way the motion was worded, if the motion
doesn't make
failed,
any difference. You didn't have three votes
let
anyway.
Let me finish. I know, but I'm saying if the mayor had not been wishy-washy, the mayor had gone our side.
Yeah, if wishes were horses, beggars were right.
Yeah.
If
she had, you know, like on one hand she said, I don't believe in the hours, but on the other hand she voted for him. But if she had done what she said she believed and voted against the hours,
you have
then the motion would have failed, and the hours would have been you know, gone away.
You have perhaps a reflection of what I said I thought the position was of the people who are opposed to assembling at the town clock, which is that the people who are on the city council have businesses in the downtown area.
That's exactly right.
And presumably if the business area flourishes, their business will flourish along with it. So they are probably reflecting the viewpoint which I gave earlier, which is that if you don't have an eyesore, you're going to attract more money.
Yeah, but were we an eyesore? I know
that's
I saw a lot of
the perception.
Videotaping the vigil.
They're all in the FBI one time.
No,
tourists, come on.
No, I think that when you see somebody driving by in a Winnebago, and
that's it.
They look like they just...
You got more panel trucks sitting out there than you could possibly
park. Panel trucks. Telecommunications gear.
Panel trucks are the FBI. Winnebagos are the retired.
Y'all want to give your phone numbers again? We got to get out of here.
Okay, well, the numbers that were important, we would like to possibly see about organizing to receive complaints and help people with police complaints here in Watsonville. If you would call the SPAN number, which once again is 475-2012 or 462-4196, if you have police complaints, or if you are someone in this area that would possibly like to help organize to receive complaints and help with things like this. We would also like to encourage some people to talk about the Ramsey Park situation, which I'm not exactly sure what exactly happened out there, but apparently a lot of people were rousted out of Ramsey Park, and apparently they were homeless. Another thing, the Register Pajaranian paper has...
Pajaranian.
That paper there, they have refused to address certain issues, and they don't print letters and things concerning some of the things north of Aptos. We would like to basically, you know, I'm grateful that we are here in Watsonville to address some of these issues and let some people know what's going on in that part of the woods.
Let me tell you, I've had on the program members of the Watsonville Police Department, including Terry Medina, who's the chief of police, and they're fairly easy to talk to. You'll find that, at least my experience has been, it's easier to talk to people down here than it is in Santa Cruz.
Well, a good deal easier. I do not know of any, you know, blatant police harassment or anything like that, but we would just like to hear from the people who possibly would be harassed or have been harassed, because that possibility already always exists, and if left unchecked, you know, it's just something that does need to be addressed. We would like to, we would encourage also any police officers to call and talk about things like this, because my input that I've had recently is that the Watsonville hasn't had the amount of complaints or input that Santa Cruz and other places have had about harassment.
The police confrontations down here come to a certain extent as a result of gang activity, which is not anywhere near as bad as it's pictured, but you don't have the kind of activity here. That you don't have demonstrations, you don't have any schools,
right.
That certainly no UCSC, and so absent that kind of a thing, you don't have the sort of thing. You've got a different racial mix here that's not so much concerned. Santa Cruz has got the luxury of being certain bourgeois, if I can, in a certain way. We're down here, you've got a large racial mix, European and Latin, and they don't come together on the same kinds of issues.
Yes, in Santa Cruz you have a lot of idle rich and idle poor people who tend to speak their mind.
All right.
And fight over it.
Yeah, anyway, we're out of here until next week, at which time we'll talk about hemp or something like that.
I'll have to come by.
There you go.